And let's take a moment this morning to remember an American killed on an especially deadly day in Afghanistan. The day was July 13th. That's the day that about 200 Taliban fighters breached a NATO compound in Afghanistan. 9 U.S. soldiers were killed. One of the soldiers who was killed that day was Corporal Jason Bogar from Seattle. He was 25. From member station KUOW, Ann Dornfield prepared this remembrance.
Oh, wow. Look at that one.
Jason Bogar's family is flipping through photos he sent home from his 3 tours of Iraq and Afghanistan. But most of these aren't of Jason. They're portraits of Afghan children, eyes rimmed black with kohl, stare right into yours. Women peer suspiciously through jewel-colored headscarves. A baby clutches a fistful of his mother's pleated burqa in his dimpled fist.
It's the razor wire that they put around the encampment, and then two women in their burqas standing there, almost like blue ghosts, you know. As he talked to my ex-wife, that he said he felt like, you know, sometimes he would see the women there and think it seemed like they were in bondage.
Michael Bogar is Jason's father. He's an interdenominational minister. He says Jason was always artistic, but he was unfocused and getting into trouble as a teenager. Jason enlisted when he was 17. He went to basic training right before September 11th. Jason discovered photography during his first tour in Baghdad in 2003. After he got home, he volunteered twice to go to Afghanistan.
There's an email here. It's the second to the last one he sent from June 1st, 2008. Let's see, I really feel this is what I'm supposed to be doing. Some of the guys call me an idealist, but I do respect and want to help the little good that's left amongst this culture.
Stephanie Bell was a sort of stepmom to Jason. She was his dad's partner for 5 years. She says Jason expanded from still photography to videography, even wearing a helmet cam on his patrols. He played them videos of what war really looks like.
One thing that sticks in my mind was his joy of showing his work. Being able to create something beautiful and also say something at the same time and explain his work and have it seen.
Stephanie says as serious as Jason was about the military and his art, he could still act like a rambunctious kid.
So he would jump up behind me and scare me. And then, I mean, I would get upset when he would do that. And then, you know, you can't stay mad at him for very long. He would have me in laughter within a few seconds.
Before Jason's last deployment, Michael had been reading about what was happening in Afghanistan, how the Taliban were regaining strength in Pakistan. They talked about it in the backyard right before he left.
And I gave him a big hug and said, Jason, I don't want you to go, and started weeping. And he kind of looked at me a little bit frightened, like he would do, concerned, and he said, you okay? And I said, no, I'm not okay. I said, I'm really, really, really sad. And he smiled and he said, well, I guess that's a good thing. And gave me this beautiful smile, like, that means you love me, doesn't it, Dad? It's like, yeah. Yeah.
Michael says Jason had started to enroll in art school. He wanted to travel the world, capturing stories of the cultures he encountered on film. For NPR News, I'm Ann Dornfeld in Seattle.
I'm looking here at Corporal Bogar's photographs, including photographs of children taken overseas. You can see them at our website, npr.org.